Hey there, this is Simplex from Rotterdam. Shout out to Sounds of the Underground and all people with ears interested in music. I chose to do new stuff, so it's mainly unmixed, unmastered, all that. I mean, enjoy your day, life, hour, week, weekend, whatever you're celebrating.
De Cyber Soto editie van Quarantaine Radio. Hello, good afternoon. This is Cyber Soto. This is the Cyber Soto edition of Quarantaine Radio. We're gonna play some records and some songs, and we're also gonna do a set of impressionistic collage music. Enjoy.
There is enough. Those who preach God need God. Those who preach peace do not have peace. Those who preach love do not have love. Beware the preachers. Beware the knowers. Beware those who are always reading books. Beware those who either detest poverty or are proud of it. Beware those quick to praise, for they need praise in return. Beware those quick to censure. They are afraid of what they do not know. Beware those who seek constant crowds. They are nothing alone. Beware the average man, the average woman. Beware their love. Their love is average, seeks average. But there is genius in their hatred. There is enough genius in their hatred to kill you, to kill anybody. Not wanting solitude, not understanding solitude, they will attempt to destroy anything that differs from their concepts. Not being able to create art, they will not understand art. They will consider their failure as creators only as a failure of the world. Not being able fully, they will believe your love incomplete, and then they will hate you, and their hatred will be perfect, like a shining diamond, like a knife, like a mountain, like a tiger, like hemlock.
Cyber Soto 2020.
since October 2001 has changed. For the first few years, it had a fairly consistent pattern. It would be on for several seconds, then off, then back again for about the same number of seconds. Now there is less pattern. If the hum is caused by a single system, wouldn't the effect stay the same? First looking for a noise, then contacting the local authorities and the media, and eventually they reach the
I heard the hum last night.
This procedure
it was
takes an average between 5 to 10
but
years,
it was definitely there.
At which time the protester is
I woke up
dead
several times between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., and it was the same tone and level every time. The only real change here in the last 2 months is the temperature and the weather pattern. Hopefully, it's just a fluke. I was getting used to the quiet.
Butterfool, so too.
My initial impression with the hum was that I heard it. I was in an extremely quiet surrounding. In that context, I identified the sound as a distant sound.
Physicist,
I can say that the cause is not.
Thank you. morning, and the new sun sparkled gold across the ripples of a gentle sea. A mile from shore, a fishing boat chummed the water, and the word for breakfast flock flashed through the air, till a crowd of 1,000 seagulls came to dodge and fight for bits of food. It was another busy day beginning. But way off alone, out by himself, beyond boat and shore, Jonathan Livingston Seagull was practicing. 100 feet in the sky, he lowered his web feet, lifted his beak and strained to hold a painful, hard, twisting curve through his wings. The curve meant that he would fly slowly, and now he slowed until the wind was a whisper in his face, until the ocean stood still beneath him. He narrowed his eyes in fierce concentration, held his breath, forced one single more inch of curve. Then his feathers ruffled, he stalled, and fell.
Yes, it is SOTU 2020. It's SOTU 2020. And Jonathan Livingston, this is the Quarantine Radio.
Unashamed,
and we're gonna
stretching
perform.
His wings again in that trembling hard
curve.
We're
going to make some noise with
slowly,
the guitar. And
slowly,
Robert is going to make some mix that noise with other noise that.
Most gulls don't bother to learn more than how to get from shore to food and back again.
Things.
It is not flying that matters,
so, enjoy.
But eating. For this gull, though, it was not eating that mattered, but flight. More than anything else, Jonathan Livingston Seagull loved to fly. This kind of thinking, he found, is not the way to make oneself popular with other birds. Parents were dismayed as Jonathan spent whole days alone making hundreds of low-level glides, experimenting. "Why, John, why?" his mother asked. "Why is it so hard to be like the rest of the flock, John? Why can't you leave low-flying to the pelicans, the albatross? Why don't you eat? Son, you're bone and feathers." "I don't mind being bone and feathers, Mum. I just want to know what I can do in the air and what I can't. That's all. I just want to know." "See here, Jonathan," said his father, not unkindly. "Winter isn't far away. Boats will be few, and the surface fish will be swimming deep. If you must study, then study food and how to get it. Don't you forget that the reason you fly is to eat." Jonathan nodded obediently. For the next few days, he tried to behave like the other gulls. He really tried, screeching and fighting with the flock around the piers and the fishing boats, diving on scraps of fish and bread. But he couldn't make it work. It's all.
What? Sabe saber. Ja, hij is hier online.
Ik zie nog niks.
Ja, hij is hier online.
Ik zie nog niks.
Is hier online.
Ik zie nog niks.
Thank you.